Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com on this July the 7th on the West Coast, now July the 8th on the East Coast. And it's nice to have you back after a long holiday weekend. Speaking about Independence Day, we're going to be getting into that in a moment with tonight's guest. Got a few shout-outs for some folks. Diane in Washington, John in Southern California, Michael in New York, and Kiki in Texas. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you listening in. Thank you, folks, for your kind emails and letters and all that stuff. Before we bring on tonight's guest, I have a quick message from the Onion News.
Moving on. If you planned on following the presidential election in November, you might want to plug your ears. A big election spoiler is coming up. A minor software glitch at the Diebold Corporation today caused thousands of electronic voting machines to accidentally release the results of the 2008 presidential election months ahead of schedule. According to the group of military and corporate leaders that has chosen every American president since Eisenhower, Diebold's mistake marks the first time the nation's leader has been revealed prematurely.
I don't even know if I can enjoy the sham election now that I know who's going to win.
If you can't trust your shadowy overlords to keep a secret, what is the purpose, really, of voting in the public democracy?
I'm fine with it. I mean, he was going to get my meaningless vote anyway.
So. Despite the leak, all of the presidential candidates have so far said they'll continue their campaigns.
Hillary Clinton isn't about to give up just because she lost the election. She'll give up when she's supposed to on Election Day. And she'll act surprised.
Joining us now to talk about the leaked results is Diebold PR spokesman Ernie Kenilworth. Mr. Kenilworth, this was quite a mistake.
And we at Diebold would like to formally apologize to all of our shadowy puppet masters. This will not happen again. Please have mercy on us.
Do you think that people will still even vote in this election?
We certainly hope they will. This country is based on the fantasy that the government is the voice of the people. Going through the motions of voting and keeping the kingmaker's dealing secret is central to our culture.
Why do we need electronic voting machines in the first place? They're just not as reliable as our cloaked masters, no matter how good the software gets.
Well, I understand people's concerns, but from now on, we at Diebold will see to it that we properly safeguard the illusion of democracy for all Americans.
Well, let's hope so. So, for those of us who will watch, what can we expect on election night?
Oh, the same great show that you have always seen. We will be pretending to count votes, and we will be running an ongoing total throughout the night.
But wouldn't it be possible for them to just choose a different president so that we'll still have that same great surprise?
No, I don't think so. However, that does not rule out the possibility for a staged assassination after the president has been placed in office.
Oh, I take it that's a hint.
You won't get anything else out of me today, Gina. I've already said too much.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us, Mr. Kenilworth. After the break, researchers say they have found a cure for awakeness.
And that's our special message this evening from the Onion News. Yes, you're still listening to Evident Footprints. And with that, I don't know if you could hear my guest laughing in the background. this gentleman has a website called justanothercoverup.com, and I felt it appropriate to introduce him with that little clip. that's actually a video on YouTube, and we want to thank the Onion News for producing that. It's news without the spin. And tonight's guest was also with me last Wednesday on the TNT Hour. That's the news show, the unorthodox news show that Don Newsom does on Mondays and I do on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on bbsradio.com. So you want to make sure you tune into that. We talk about things that you absolutely will not hear on mainstream, much like what we talk about on Evident Footprints. With that, I'd like to bring back tonight's guest. He's been on that new show, first time on Evident Footprints, however, and we want to welcome him with open arms, open hearts, and open minds. His name is Bill Cormier. Bill, welcome to the show.
Good morning or good evening, whichever place it is that you're listening, and it's my honor to be on the show.
Well, I know you're pretty upset about the things that have been going on over the 4th of July weekend. There's a ton of stuff that's actually been going on, but you're here tonight to tell us what's on your mind, and so I'm going to leave the mic open to you.
Well, I could just a few things. The first thing I think that gripped me the most was Ron Paul. And rather than being able to go to the mainstream news media, which is corporate controlled, of course, he had to make a presentation on Alex Jones on the internet. And he has talked with several members of Congress, and they have indicated that they are itching or looking for a chance to use nuclear weapons against Iran. And to me, that is absolutely unfathomable. I cannot comprehend how our own members of Congress, especially with the stance that Russia has taken, would even consider attacking Iran and, to add insult to injury, use nuclear weapons for only the second time in the history of the world, both, of course, by the United States of America. And I think that this is should be an area of concern for every American.
Now, by any chance, Bill, did he mention, Ron Paul I'm speaking about, did he mention who those congressmen or senators were?
You know, I didn't. Unfortunately, I had to work the entire Independence Day weekend, and I was only able to read parts of the article.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check here.
All right,
no,
remember we're on the radio now, so
right.
We got to keep.
I'm sorry, and no, he didn't. He didn't mention any names that I could see, and I can understand why. He has a certain, you know, he has the ability to get in amongst the conservatives. And the liberals as well. And, you know, when you start naming names, then people start clamming up and they won't talk. And I think that we're fortunate enough to have somebody that has enough belief in the Constitution that they're willing to out what Congress is actually planning. And it's, he has stated that war with Iran is all but guaranteed. It's whether or not it happens before or after the election. And those were just about his exact words.
Yeah, I think all one would have to do is look to see who owns stock in pharmaceutical companies, who owns stock in oil companies, who owns stock in arms companies, And you're going to see, and probably even food companies, you could pretty much presume that all of those people, with the war going on, that's going to push the price of oil up and again bring the dollar down, and it's a diversion from what's really going on, and that's all the corruption that they're getting caught.
Is.
You know, overseas they're getting caught, and they're in hot water, but over here the complicit propaganda media is, you know, just as guilty of covering this stuff up. It's sickening.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Absolutely. Well, there's also, you know, to add insult to injury, we're all suffering under absolutely absurd gas prices. And there's an article on Op-Ed News that was headlined on the 6th of July that says that biofuels caused 75% increase in food prices. And that's from an unpublished World Bank study. And not only is it raising the cost of food here in the United States, but it's causing famine, and it's going to absolutely result in millions of deaths in third world countries in the global community. And, you know, you can call it whatever you want, but to call it anything other than genocide, I think is mitigating the issue.
Yeah, and treason. Treason, too.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about the treason. But, you know, we could expect, perhaps, a leader, a president, or a vice president, or two of them, as is the case right now, to be guilty of treason. But the complicity of mainstream news media, which has allowed this treason to perpetrate, is, to me, as bad, if not worse, than those that are actually conducting the actual acts of treason themselves. They couldn't do it without the mainstream news media allowing them to do it and refusing to tell the American people the truth.
Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of months ago, maybe it's as long as 3 months ago, another talk show host, Michael Herzog, who's been on my show a few times, and I've been on his show also on Republic Broadcasting Network. Michael went to Mexico to visit a friend, and he was there kind of on a fact-finding mission. He wanted to see what the quality of life was down there, and he went to an area that the average American doesn't go to. It was up in the mountains. It was in a remote area. And he described how the people there have a very simple life. They can live on about $12 a week. Let's say just basic cost of living costs about $12 a week. And they grow food.
Directions?
What's that? Did he send a map?
Map and directions?
Well, yeah, I can probably get it from him. But if things go the way they're going, you can probably just take a ride down there and not worry about, you know, anything except getting robbed. Anyway, what he described the situation was down there for the people living in that area. Most of them are farmers. Let's say they produce fruit or vegetables, the general types of produce that one would ship from a more moderate climate up to the colder regions of the world. So they have various products that we don't grow because of our climate. They cannot afford to buy food there because they are, first of all, they're required to buy the food that we are shipping there. And the prices are so cheap that they cannot make money selling their food. In other words, they're sabotaging the Mexican market so that those people can't make any money. So they have to sell those goods that they're growing for less money, and yet they're bringing those goods over here and we're paying more money for that. That's the game that's going on. They're doing the same thing to both sides. They're undercharging the Mexican market so that they cannot compete. They can't even afford to buy the food because it's costing them more money to grow their own crops. That's the point I'm making.
And that's so sad.
It's insanity. It's absolute insanity. And these, you know, these big corporations over here are making all this money, and then they're giving us this song and dance that we need those people here to pick the food. Well, the reason why they're coming here is they can't afford to stay where they are because they're being driven out of the market intentionally. So I just wanted to make that point. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, it's a point that needs to be made, and it's happening all over the world. It's, you know, it's it certainly isn't unique to Mexico. It's happening in other countries as well. It's the way that our politics are being run now is any country that has energy is in our sights, so to say. And then you take a country, Zimbabwe. And, yeah, you've got Mugabe over there, who is an absolute tyrant, and they were the breadbasket of Africa. And now they're having to rely on food aid to exist. He steals another election, and nobody does anything. Not a thing. Now, if he had some oil in the country, I guarantee our special forces would have already landed. We'd be there.
Well, there's a good chance we are there, actually, you know, with everything that's going on everywhere else. I mean, all these insurrections are supported. You know, these dictatorships are supported from the outside. If they have no economy there, how are they staying alive, you know?
Well, that's true.
How are they staying in power? And it's,
well,
it's
the English are selling arms. We know that. To Zimbabwe. That's just one of my words I have a problem with. I get tongue-tied every once in a while. And the United States has now turned into one of the largest arms sellers in the world. So, you know, where we were and where we've come in 200 and some odd years is just a crying shame.
Yeah, it is. I know that Independence Day didn't mean a whole lot for me and many people I ran into that whole day. People said it's not the same thing. It's a farce to even celebrate that as a holiday because there is no independence.
No, not anymore.
Not with the criminal cabal that you have running the government right now. And they're intent on criminalizing any speech about it, as if we are committing the crimes, pointing out to people the corruption that's going on. This is just nothing, you know, I've mentioned this before, it's nothing but pure organized crime masquerading as government.
Absolutely. And the fact or the question of the day is what are we going to do about it? You know, are we going to be sheep that are led to the slaughter and do absolutely nothing? Or are we somehow going to come together in solidarity and do something that's going to change the course of events and bring Congress back or force Congress to vote the will of the people? A recent poll just came out, and it's in the article I just published a few minutes ago. 81% of the American public feel like the United States is headed in the wrong way. 81%. That's a staggering figure.
Well, I'm wondering who took the poll, you know, because I would think the percentage would even be higher than that, to tell you the truth. I can't imagine, you know, even the people that are totally asleep have to know something is wrong. They have to see some of the changes that are going on that affect them in their ego-driven reality.
It was a New York Times CBS poll, by the way.
Oh, boy, we know we can trust that one.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, my son works with the public, and I actually believe the poll. Some of the people that believe in George W. Bush, they're almost cult-like. My son ran into an older gentleman that was speaking to some people, and he was saying that George Bush was our savior, that he was spoke about in the Bible, and that, you know, he was leading our country as no other president in history had done, and it was a divine leadership. And my son laughed in his face and started pointing out his crimes, and mentioned that him and Cheney, that we would be very well served if they were both sent to The Hague to be tried for war crimes. And I'm really thankful, and I warned him. I said, you know, you're lucky that old guy didn't have a gun on him. Because some of these people are fanatics. You know, anybody...
He actually had the audacity to compare him to Jesus?
Yes, absolutely. Said that he is spoke of in the Bible and is ordained by God. And there's people that actually believe that drivel. And that shows the power of propaganda, of the Pat Robertsons, the phony preachers, you know, that are bilking people out of millions of dollars, you know, used to own diamond mines, race horses and everything else, ride around in limousines and somehow or other have the audacity to speak about the Bible.
Did your son, by any chance, get chapter and verse as a reference?
No, he didn't. He was if I said outraged, it would be an understatement. We live in Georgia, by the way, which is known to be a red state. And all in all, the people of Georgia are, from what I've seen, are wonderful people. The state appears to be turning to me. I meet people every day that speak of George Bush being a criminal and that they want him out of the White House at any cost. But there is still that small segment of the population that no matter, you know, and this gentleman also mentioned that, you know, Iraq was at least partially responsible for 9/11. And even the president has spoken out and said, no, that was not true, that was a mistake. But somehow or other, they selectively forget or don't listen to what doesn't jive with whatever it is that drives their belief system.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed. I don't know what to think about the future of the United States. I'm just absolutely, I can't comprehend how 81% of the country believes that we're headed in the wrong direction, yet 0% of the country is taking any real action to do anything about it.
Yeah, and what is interesting is you would think that if our congressmen, you know, our representatives in Washington, Congress, the Senate, were doing what they're supposed to do. I mean, you know, how many are there in the House of Representatives? Is it something like 535 people? You would think 81% of those people would reflect the same 81% discontent, if that's an accurate poll. Let's say, just for sake of argument, it's accurate.
Sure.
Why aren't all these bills that are coming up, you know, in blatant violation of the Constitution, why aren't these being struck down immediately?
Well, I have a firm belief that it's because of lobbyists, which is, to me, nothing more than legalized bribery. We send good people to Washington, or people that we might have thought were good. They get there, all of a sudden they're showered with gifts, dinners, trips, money, women, whatever it takes. You know,
videotape.
Yeah. And, you know, and if they have done something wrong, we're all human. The Bush administration has got their phones tapped, they're blackmailing them, and that's the reason we only have a few congressmen, Dennis Kucinich, Robert Wexler, those types that, you know, must leave exemplary lives in order to be able to speak out and not be hushed by, you know, the Bush-Cheney crime family.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know what comes to mind? A lot of our problems are economic right now, and we have talked about, you and I have talked about this as well as many of my other guests, and even when I've done shows alone or in my articles, I've talked about the amount of financial corruption that's going on. And there was a very recent release of Executive Order 11110, which was JFK's to move us back into a gold-silver standard in our economy. And it's the most likely reason why he was taken out. That is actually still in effect. That order was signed, and it's still law, still to this day. And this has been making the rounds on the Internet within the last couple of days. And, of course, many of us knew that was his plan, anyone who has really studied the Kennedy assassination. And it's the reason why everything is the way it is today. And I'm not just saying that order itself, but the fact that they're just going around the planet stealing all the gold.
Oh, they are, absolutely. And what I understood, if I understand history correctly, the very first executive order that was signed by Johnson was to privatize the Federal Reserve, and I believe it was sold to a family.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that as he left Dallas, Texas, on Air Force One.
Yeah. I mean, we could do a whole show, a whole week's worth of shows on that, and then never cover everything that went on. But
never.
I wanted to draw attention to that, because there's another executive order that came out in at the beginning of what became Wantagate, and the ruse was that they destabilized the Russian ruble. And in reality, I see that was just a cover story for more of the stealing of the gold. And that has been going on under this administration especially, but really the past three administrations, it's been going on. They're all in cahoots together.
I'd love to know how much gold is left in Fort Knox myself.
Well, I've heard rumors that there's $1 trillion there, that they moved some gold there so they could take pictures to make it look like it was there. Should be a lot more than $1 trillion. The amount of gold that they confiscated in 1933, was phenomenal. And that was in 1933 dollars. So you can imagine how much gold that was. And that gold has been bouncing around the planet like a ping pong ball. Not to mention all the phony paper on it. And so what we're witnessing, the reason I'm bringing this up, Bill, is what we're witnessing in these world events is all designed to be a smokescreen to cover. And the reason they're raising the prices of oil and pharmaceuticals and food and every other commodity has to do with the fact that they don't have any cash on hand. And so they're getting it from us by raising the price.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the bottom line is that a population that is broke, that is, for example, working sometimes two and three jobs between a husband and a wife, have very little time to watch the news, to read the news on the Internet, to get active in politics, or do anything else meaningful. It's just not there.
Well, I don't recommend anyone watch the news on TV.
Oh, no, it's absolutely ridiculous. In fact, it's gotten to be comical. I just read Rush Limbaugh got a 38 million-dollar contract, multi-year contract that adds up to like $400 million. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, this is the leading radio personality in the United States, conservative or otherwise. I mean, he's it. And you have to ask yourself, if the law would have been applied equally when he was arrested for purchasing, you know, OxyContin and all of these pills from all of these different sources, where would he be now? You know, how is it that the law is applicable to one person, yet to another it's not?
Well, when we address the issue of the propagandized media in the conspiracy with all the rest of the criminal cabal, he should be included.
Oh, absolutely.
And so
should Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah. Well, anyone that owns or works for mainstream media that's putting out the spin and the propaganda should be held equally accountable, period.
I think they will be one day.
Yeah.
I really do.
You know, I find it interesting, too, that the guy, what did they say he was taking? It was an enormous amount of OxyContin. He was buying 1,000 or more a week or consuming 1,000 or more a week. I mean, that's just, that's beyond imagination that somebody could still even be alive having consumed that much. And, and then you see the laws being broken, on TV. I see people selling drugs on TV, but they'll put out this disclaimer, talk to your doctor, but the rest of the time they're selling the drug, they're recommending the drug. Isn't that a violation?
It would seem like to me it is.
And it's the same with insurance. They're doing the same thing with insurance. You have to be licensed to sell insurance, but these people are pitching, they're selling insurance. They're promoting the insurance on TV. I know those people aren't agents. They're members of the Screen Actors Guild, just like the news media. You know, so I see so much duplicity, and no one, for some reason, the wheels, you know, the gears don't lock, and the wheels don't turn. People see this stuff nonstop, and it's just accepted. But if we were to talk about a holistic way of healing someone, avoiding these toxic, poisonous pharmaceuticals that they like to call medicine, which is a farce in and of itself, you know, they want to come down on us. Well, it's time to turn the tables.
Oh, I agree completely. But the problem is how do we do it? You know, we've got a population right now that is utterly or partially brainwashed. They don't know fact from fiction. And the worse the economy gets, the harder it is for them to feed their family, fuel their cars, the less time they have to spend on important things like finding out the truth or getting involved in politics to try to bring about change. And that's part of the plan. You know, and I'm just not sure how in the world that we can get people to act to bring about change. You know, all it takes is everybody not going to work. And this country stops. And, you know, everybody says, well, I can't afford to do that. My gosh, I can't pay my bills now. Well, gas is going to go up even more. If we attack Iran, I'm going to promise you one thing. There's going to be food riots in the United States, and gas is going to be almost unaffordable. So we can either take the hit now or we can take it later. But somehow or other, the people themselves have to say enough is enough.
Yeah,
and I don't know what it's going to take.
the manipulation of the gas prices has nothing to do with whether there is or there isn't a war anywhere. It has nothing to do.
That's
the war. The war is a psychological and an economic war against the people of the world is what it is. It has absolutely nothing to do with an energy crisis. There is none.
None at all. And
whatsoever.
That was even verified by either the CEO or the CFO of British Petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Lindsay Williams has been threatened as of a couple of weeks ago and retired
really?
After 35 years of putting the message out that there is no energy crisis. 35 years the man has been telling us what was going to happen in 2008, and it's happening in 2008. And now they're telling him to stop giving out the message. Well, the rest of us can give the message.
Well, we know it's there, and it's widely available for now, and I'm not sure how long that's going to last.
But we have alternative energies too that they want to repress because they want to keep making more money on less product. It's the same game. And I tell people, just stop driving. Don't show up to work. Don't buy the stuff in the stores. You know, you can grow your own food at home. The biggest problem people will have is food and water. And there are solutions to both of those. But so many people are too lazy to get off their rear end and go out in the yard and plant some seeds and grow some food. And they could grow
something.
They
better wake up. They better wake up pretty soon. With the flooding we've had in the Midwest, our food stocks in the United States are lower than they've been in 43 to 45 years. And the way the prices are going, and especially the elderly in America, the people on fixed incomes, there was an article in the New York Times, Meals on Wheels. A lot of these organizations depend on volunteers to deliver the food. They're having to cut back and they're having to quit because they can't afford the gas. So, you know, our parents, our mothers and fathers are the ones that are suffering. And, you know, I view it as the government sees the elderly as being the burden on the government because of Medicare, Medicaid, health costs, and that type of thing. And if they can eliminate or reduce that population, they're going to cut their costs. Human lives mean nothing to these animals.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, they're just nothing.
I'd like to take a moment, Bill, and have you talk about your website. You've got a lot of news on there. You've been in business for, what, about 3 years? A little over 3 years now.
Well, actually, it's closer to four now. I was on one of those free sites for quite a while, and I got so busy and it took so long to load that I had to purchase my own, then I had to migrate to a high-speed server.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't, the news that I have on my site, what I write about is always substantiated, and it's out there somewhere in a news report. The problem is, for an individual like me, it takes sometimes 8-10 hours a day of reading off and on, and going through different news reports. And then I write in a different style than most people do. Most people concentrate on a story. And I don't believe that one news item is necessarily the story. It's the melding of several different news items that add up to a big picture, that add up to what the real story is, not one story in particular.
Mm-hmm.
One story is almost never the news. It's only a small piece thereof. And it takes a lot of different stories for people to start to understand the big picture and to understand what's really going on.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, it's amazing. I spent all of about 30 seconds this evening scanning what they were reporting on mainstream, and I went to headline news. And Nancy Grace now has another blonde bimbo. By the way, she's blonde herself. Platinum. Now they have Christy Brinkley they brought into this. I mean, we have Anna Nicole Smith.
As a news reporter, Christy Brinkley.
No, they brought her in. They're doing, you know, I call them the blonde bimbo stories where they're making cult figures out of these blondes. Paris Hilton. Lindsay Lohan, Anna Nicole Smith, Britney Spears, and now add Christy Brinkley to the mix just because she's getting a divorce. It's insane.
But who cares?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Who cares about this? But it's like it has to be a blonde, as if it's telling us, well, if it's a blonde, they must be really dumb. But then people have to see this. You know, people, this is what people want. This is what they'll tell us.
On any given day, you can go to Headline News, and if you look at the latest stories, you're going to see a few news items, but basically, it's just, it's garbage. There's nothing of substance in the news anymore. I watch the news. If there's a hurricane, for instance, tornadoes in the Midwest or something like that, that's interesting, and they do serve their purpose with that. But when it comes to accountability in the government or honest reporting as far as Congress and what's going on in Congress, you can forget it. They just absolutely refuse to tell us what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
that should be against the law.
Oh yeah, but well, do you expect the media to adhere to the law? I mean, do you expect the FCC to require them to adhere to the law or the FDA? Do you expect the FDA to adhere to the law when they're permitting all this, you know, every commercial is about penis enlargement drugs.
I know, and it's so comical. I hate to say this, but you know, if any of that stuff worked, probably 80% of the men in the United States would buy it. If any of it worked, it's all garbage.
Well, it's not even that I care whether it works or not. The idea is they run this crawl there that says this product has not been tested by the FDA or approved by the FDA. Then why the hell is it on TV? Why are they selling it? Why are they allowed to sell it to people? You see, we should be doing our homework finding out who owns stock in the company, you see? Because I guarantee you of the Congress is involved.
Well, the Congress is just as complicit, so that's the problem. I mean, what are you going to get out of the Congress?
Yeah, we keep going around in a vicious circle, don't we?
Yes, we do. And it's getting worse. They campaign and say one thing, and they go to Washington and do exactly the opposite. So I don't know. I don't have an answer. Well, I do have an answer, except nobody will act upon it. And it's your answer. Quit buying anything except the most basic food items, toilet paper, things that you need, you know, for your family to run on. No luxury items. Don't go to work if you can possibly afford it. But even if everybody quit buying luxury items, we have to remember that the United States is now, for all practical purposes, a fascist nation. And the bottom line is it's controlled by corporations, and when they quit making money, then they will move Washington into doing something. And you have to cut off their money flow, and only the people are capable of doing that.
And you know what really, I mean, it gets my goat that people go to Walmart and they buy Chinese products. They'll, these people will complain that the Chinese are forcing children into these slave labor camps to produce these products. They'll complain about that, but they don't have enough brains to put a piece of thread through the needle and connect the dots between that and the products that they're selling here. Where do they think Walmart gets its stuff? And if they're buying the stuff on cheap labor, they're buying it cheaply, and yeah, they may sell something for 15 cents less on the dollar than somewhere else, but you're also getting an inferior product produced at virtually no cost. Some of these products are produced in prisons. These are labor camps. They're not necessarily factories like we see them. And these products get sold here, and people are in these stores in droves. That's the only way a company like Walmart can afford to keep putting up 10 stores in every small town. I mean, it's ridiculous how many of these they have. People don't see what's going on. They're just too dumbed down to see it. And then
there was a time when Walmart was actually a boon to our economy. I'm still old enough where I remember the days of Sam Walton, and everywhere in the store it said, "Buy American." And he was proud to sell American goods. And American corporations and American industry benefited. It still hurt the small merchant, but nonetheless, the products were American.
Well, all that success he enjoyed wasn't enough. He had to get more. And he had to destroy this country in the process.
Actually, I think it was his family that did it. I think that this happened after he died, didn't it?
Well, that's quite possible. I would say if he died during Bill Clinton's administration, yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
You know, because he was fiercely patriotic. But, you know, not anymore. Walmart right now is probably, in my opinion, is a blight upon this country. I used to own two computer stores myself, and I've managed several others. And Walmart, there's not any segment of any type of retail sale that they don't want to dominate. They got one of the owners of the companies I used to work for was a Walmart manager, and they would go out into the public, they'd look at the prices, and they would undercut the local businesses, even to the point of losing money, until those businesses shut down. And that's what Walmart is. They are a predatory company. They are absolutely
they're a monopoly.
Against our laws.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're a monopoly.
Without a doubt or a question, they're a monopoly. Yet, will anybody do anything about it? Nope.
Well,
not a thing.
You know, this is not an attack on the Chinese people. Keep that in mind too. And as far as the Chinese government is concerned, they gave our government the opportunity to borrow hundreds of millions of dollars at a pop. And with all the corruption that went on since the early 1980s up to the present time, they've withdrawn all of the CHIPS accounts that supported the loans that our government was getting, because the Federal Reserve has been out of money for years. you don't just overnight go trillions of dollars into debt. This has been going on for years. And that's the issue behind it. The corrupt politicians that many who aren't even from this country have no business even being in office. And believe me, I know what I'm talking about there. And my listeners and my readers know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I believe it.
They have absolutely no, it's just like the Three Stooges right now. McCain, Obama, and Clinton, none of them are from America. None of them were born in this country. None of the three.
Really? No, I hate to say it, but I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's embarrassing, well, but I wasn't. Now, McCain was born in Panama, I believe.
That's what the story is, okay?
Yeah.
You go to my website, Bill, and you read my article on John McCain. Go to directlightproductions.com, click on articles, and start reading part one of The Three Stooges Go to Washington. And then read part two.
And I
show why McCain wasn't born in Coco Solo, Panama Canal Zone. It was impossible for him to have been born there. Because he's not in any live record. And the hospital he claims he was born in wasn't even ordered built until 5.5 years after his so-called birth in 1936. Presidential Order 8981 ordered the marking of the boundaries on December 17th, 1941 for the hospital to be built. And he is not in the National Archive of the 1936 Panama live births. He's not in that either. I can guarantee you.
That's fascinating. I understood he was born on a military base.
Well, he would have had to have been born in the hospital. I doubt if he was born in the barracks.
And, you know, as far as John McCain goes, another article that I quoted in my article today was from the New York Times in regard brainwashing. And we have to remember, and I'm not questioning John McCain's patriotism, but I am questioning the length of time that he was a prisoner of war and the brainwashing techniques that were used by the Chinese in North Korea. And the New York Times article alluded to brainwashing, the techniques that were being used, the techniques that we're using now. And we're considering electing this man as president of the United States. And that just doesn't make good common sense to me.
Well, I wouldn't give too much credit to the New York Times article, for one. Again, we're talking mainstream media.
Absolutely.
Read my article on McCain. And then we'll talk about this again next time you're on a show, because there's quite a bit of information that came out as to what his activities were when he was supposedly a prisoner of war.
Yeah, Bush alluded to some of that when he turned against him in the 2000 primaries. Bush, the Bush camp just absolutely eviscerated McCain. They accused him of everything in the world. And for no other reason than that, let's just say for the sake of argument that everything that Bush said, and this is based on what we know of President Bush, is a lie, okay? Just for the sake of argument, let's say that everything he said about John McCain was a lie. Yet here we have a man that's running for the presidency that hugs on stage a man that essentially assassinated his character, called him a traitor, and everything else that he could so that he could win the nomination. And McCain wants the presidency so bad that he's lowered himself to hugging and putting his arms around a person that anybody that would call himself a man would punch him in the face.
Well, we also have the same president filmed kissing Johnny Gosch, a.k.a. Jeff Gannon, White House reporter.
Yeah, Mr. Jeff Gannon, wasn't he a jewel?
And we've got him holding hands with a Saudi prince. You know,
I saw that picture.
Oh my goodness!
That was just he's a laughing stock of the world right now. The comment, I saw a brief news snippet today of his meeting with the new Russian president, and he said, well, he's certainly a pretty intelligent fella. You know, and that coming from the village idiot, I guess that's a compliment.
I was going to say, how would he know?
Exactly. He wouldn't.
Hmm.
He wouldn't even have a clue. He's been an embarrassment to this nation since something has actually happened. The first 4 years he was in office, he couldn't speak publicly. He massacred the English language. And evidently they've trained him enough, where he can speak at times, not all the time for certain, with a certain degree of articulation, but left to his own designs and given enough time in any open question and answer period, he stumbles over himself. He doesn't know what to say. You can tell that he's just absolutely lost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our president.
If I happen to hear him speaking, I have to look, if the TV's on, I have to look at the screen to see if it's not Frank Kalienda doing an impersonation. That's how good Frank's impersonations are. You're right. You're absolutely right. Listen, Bill, we're about out of time here. I wanted to just ask one more question before
sure.
we go. I know you did a story on Michael Reagan, and for the listeners out there that aren't familiar with the story, basically Michael Reagan called for the head of any of the 9/11 truthers out there, people that are saying that 9/11 is an inside job, and he particularly went after Mark Dice, and mm-hmm. said that he would pay for the bullets if someone.
Oh yeah, he offered to buy the ammunition.
Yeah.
Which in if you were to do that, or if I were to do that in a public place, and it was heard by a police officer, either one of us would be jailed, and rightfully so.
Now, he did this on the radio. Yeah.
He did it on the radio, absolutely. And somehow or other, well, it was the same thing with Ann Coulter when she advocated that somebody should bomb the New York Times for releasing the wiretap story. Of course, they did it after the election.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them, bravo. You know, if they would have done it before the election, we wouldn't have Bush in office right now. So, but she advocated bombing the New York Times. So we've got two right-wing pundits that get away with inciting violence, and nothing happens to them.
Now, I heard Reagan left the country. Do you know if he's still out of the country?
No, I don't. I've been in almost a 5-day news vacuum. I've had to work for 5 days to try to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm disabled myself, and, you know, my mom's got cancer, and it's, you know, we're both on Social Security, but, you know, with gas prices and food prices the way they are, you know, I've work 4 or 5 hours and then come home and stay in bed for 12. So,
yeah.
But, you know, I'm back off. It was just this holiday schedule. So, you know, I'll be back to writing and reading again and keeping up with all the current events. Now, if he's out of the country, I hope he stays out.
yeah.
They need to send Rush Limbaugh with him and Ann Coulter
Bill O'Reilly.
He is, what a joke. You know, I don't understand how these people are staying on the air, and I don't understand how normal, intelligent people can listen to them and actually take them seriously. And they do. And how seriously they take them is actually frightening.
Well, they're on TV, you know, that's everybody's dream to be on TV. So they, you know, it's idol worship. It's really blind idol worship. And you touched upon it at the beginning of the interview when you brought up the word brainwashing.
Yeah, well, it is. But the problem is nothing whatsoever is going to change it, except for the people. And it just doesn't seem like they're interested in it.
Well, they're gonna be backed into a corner where they're going to have to get interested, whether they like it or not. That's the situation. And to tell you the truth, you know, we're doing what we can do. I think we are going to most effectively reach the people that are really searching for answers. They're going to listen to what we're saying. How many answers we gave tonight, I don't know, but certainly one would be for people to go to your website and read up on what you're reporting, because you cover a lot of different areas. Your site is justanothercoverup.com, and I recommend to all the listeners that they go to your site and not just read. You do have a donate button there, and Bill could use help if you're in a position to help him out with some small donation, and he doesn't even know I was going to request that.
No,
but he doesn't.
I have no idea. I've in almost 4 years of running this site, I've received $15 in donations. This is I was going to shut this site down because of the financial difficulties we've had, and my mom has colon cancer, and she said, "Son, it does not matter what difficulties we have. You keep writing. I don't care whatever you do. You keep writing." And, you know, that was probably one of the most inspirational things that I've ever heard in my life, coming, you know, from my own mom and knowing the difficulties that we're having right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an American. She believes in this country. She believes in the rule of law. And she absolutely hates Bush.
Well,
and that's a fact. She just absolutely cannot stand the man. He comes on TV and she just hates him. And,
well, I'm sure your mom has a lot of friends.
Actually, she doesn't get out anymore hardly, you know.
Well, I'm saying just now the ones that are hearing that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, the seniors of America, the younger people don't realize how this country has changed. They're growing up in what I call the new America. It's not the America that my mother grew up in, or that I remember. I'm 57 years old. It's not the America that I remember when I was a little kid. This is a totally different animal. This is, I don't know what this is. This is not the America that I remember or that I grew up in. And I just desperately want people to act and to do something to fix it. You know, act together. You know, there's millions of us that know the truth, and we need a voice, we need a leader, we need somebody to bring us together so that we can fight and bring us back to our constitutional values and the rule of law. And that's all we need. We don't need any constitutional amendments. We don't need anything whatsoever except abiding by the Constitution and the rule of law that's already on the books.
Well, you're so right, and I'm inclined to agree with you. I'd like to have you back again, and I know you're going to help me out with the new show, too.
It'll be my pleasure.
God willing.
I've got a lot of stories to follow up on. There's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, we left some loose ends last Wednesday, so I'm hoping you're going to be on the TNT Hour this coming Wednesday. And
absolutely.
I'll get you back on Evident Footprints real soon, too, Bill.
I'd love to.
Okay, and I want to thank you for staying up so late, and thank the listening audience for the same. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com, and our special guest this evening, Mr. Bill Cormier, has a website. Again, his web address is justanothercoverup.com, just like it sounds, justanothercoverup.com. Pay his site a visit. He's got tons of news articles there, things covering every type of topic you can imagine that should be reported in the mainstream news and is not. And also consider helping Bill out. He's got a donate button there if you're in a position to help him stay online and keep writing. By all means, do so. I'd like to thank Donald Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and thank Seth Hendrick for the sound. Again, Bill, thank you, and I'll see you on this show very soon.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay, my pleasure, too. And we're going to say goodnight to the folks. You have a night filled with peace, love, and light, and a good night.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.